brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the 20th day of September 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. In the next hour, we have Dave von Kleist, musician, researcher, documentary filmmaker, radio talk show host, joining us to talk about his new film, 911 in Plain Sight, a very controversial film, a lot of powerful information in it. Then in the third hour, haven't had him on in a while, and I wanted to, so he's coming back on, Colonel Craig Roberts, good friend of mine, expert on the New World Order, will be joining us to talk about the Pentagon's new map and how the Pentagon's trying to say China and Russia are our friends and the new national draft and all this stuff that's coming down the road. Colonel Craig Roberts, Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, police officer, helicopter pilot, SWAT team commander. He'll be author. He'll be joining us in the third hour. You can see Craig in my video, Matrix of Evil, by the way. There is so much to go over. I took off a few days last week because going to New York was not a vacation. It was the most exhausting thing I've ever done, 14, 15 hours a day on the street. So I took off a few days last week, and I am rejuvenated, energized, and just honored and blessed to be your host. Again, thank you so much for joining us and for all of your wonderful support. And I want to thank all of the AM and FM affiliates out there, the Shortwave affiliate, WWCR, the internet folks, just everybody, my webmasters for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now InfoWars.net has been revamped. I just want to thank everybody, especially God, of course. A lot of news. In fact, there's so much here. I'm just looking at it going, man, look at the size of that thing. As we go up against the New World Order Death Star, Chinese leader resigns early. What's really going on in China? I say nothing. It's always the same system, same developments. We'll go over that. Also, I didn't have a chance to get into this last week because I was out of town late in the week. Arnold Schwarzenegger, more articles about how he's going to be our president in 08. I believe he will be. Also, we're back at war in Iraq, says General. It's getting worse and worse over there. UPI reporting that war games find Iran strike unfavorable to our forces. All the more reason they're going to go into Iran. They want it to be unfavorable. They want to hurt this country and bring in the global system. China test firing new cruise missiles, which threatens Taiwan, AFP. Flying fascism on your doorstep, more on the domestic control hover drone. And these were on the news again. Over the weekend, and they're going to deploy them everywhere, little twin donut-looking, flying saucer-looking things to fly around and watch you and love you. And they look just like the thing, and they live, little disc that fly around spying on people. And they're going to deploy, of course, microwave guns. They've already deployed the sound guns here 4 months, 5 months after deploying them in Iraq. Now they've deployed them here. I have stood there and looked at police aiming them at crowds in New York. Well, they've already started deploying secretly the microwave guns. Now they've done it publicly in Iraq, and you'll be seeing them in a few months here on the streets of your country aiming microwave guns at you. The nice man in the black helmet looking at you, smiling at you. It's part of freedom. Crowd control devices. Has nothing to do with terrorism. Had them all set up and ready before 9/11. Another article here out of Newsday. Better slow down, your car's black box is watching you. Better slow down, that black box is watching you. More Americans finally learn of what we knew of 8 years ago. Doctors raise doubts over suicide verdict and Dr. Kelly death, obvious murder. And grieving Russians and local residents suspect death toll cover-up. This is out of London Guardian. The really big news is coming up. I'll detail all of this and more and take your calls and get to these great guests. It's Monday, the 20th of September, 04. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Are Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Monday edition. Thank you for joining us. We're live, my friends. A lot of times, listeners call in and they say, did you hear? Did you hear? They admit there's black boxes in cars tracking everything we do. Oh, did you hear? There's a plan to put microchips in prisoners and old people and school children. Oh, did you hear? Did you hear? The Bilderberg Group is basically running our elections. Alex, why aren't you talking about it? Well, because psychologically, in a way, I drop the ball quite often. I've been talking about this stuff so long, off the source documents themselves, that when it finally hits the mainstream news, I don't toot our horn. I don't get into, you know, whatever new developments have been admitted to. Because usually when they report on it, finally, they'll add something we didn't know. I do read the stories. I am aware of it. It's just that it's such old news to me. And I know to a lot of our long-time listeners. You know, we've got listeners that have been listening to me on the radio for 9 years. And a lot of you are more informed and have more information than I do. But we do have a responsibility to occasionally reintroduce the basics of what the New World Order is and the type of societal architecture they're building, turning the globe into a prison planet, a slave grid, a global plantation, a planetary-wide tyranny, a despotism with a technocracy ruling over it, with Machiavellian subterfuge at its core. And everything the globalists are up to is transparent. You can see it being built in front of you. But for a lot of people, it's hard to recognize it and come to grips with it because it's so contradictory to the false precepts and constructs and worldviews that folks have. I'll tell you what, here's something that everybody can understand, that even I can understand, clearly. I don't mean that in a sardonic fashion. I mean it's something we can all sink our teeth into that is tangible and admitted and real. I want to spend 3 hours on this today. I think it's so important that we should spend 3 hours, but we got two great guests coming up and all your calls and about 50 other news articles we've got to cover. But this is my daily life, scanning the news wires. And it's not just myself that scans them. My wife does. She's the webmaster for InfoWars.com. Paul Watson does for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His brother, Steve Watson, working on InfoWars.net. All of our listeners scanning the news wires, scanning local newspapers, emailing us this information. It's all out in the open. Every day I see two articles of about this same level of importance. And most of the time, I don't even cover them. I end the show, and the stack isn't even, you know, half gone through. And later, I kick myself. Why didn't I get to that? Well, I took a bunch of calls. I had a bunch of guests. So let's just cover this now. This is today's news. Okay? Meningitis vaccinations blamed for rise in deaths. London Independent. Here's an article under it. This is out of Nursing Times, mainstream industry publication. Hep B, hepatitis B vaccination, triples MS risk. Okay, that's another article. Here's another one, London Observer. Revealed full scale of euthanasia in Britain. Government's killed at least 18,000 people last year. Now, that's the kind of medical news I got for you. And I could spend an hour on each one of these articles, giving you background, documents, evidence, subsections, giant areas of the websites full of mainstream news and government documents and declassified information. Meningitis vaccinations blamed for rise in deaths. The success of vaccination campaign against meningitis is being blamed for a sudden rise in the number of deaths. Cases of meningitis and... I'm sorry, I don't read Greek well, but cases of meningitis and septicemia have fallen from about 4,000 a year in the late 1990s to 2,446 last year following the introduction of a vaccine against meningitis C in November of 1999. But in a bizarre twist, the number of deaths rose last year by 17%. From 317 to 370, and is not far below the level the vaccine was introduced. Specialists say one reason for the rise in the deaths is the mistaken belief that the vaccine protects against all forms of meningitis. The vaccine is only effective against meningitis C, cases of which have fallen by 90%, but offers no protection against the equally deadly meningitis B. The Meningitis Research Foundation is to launch a campaign this week to alert the public to the risk. A spokeswoman said, "We are extremely concerned about the rise in deaths with cases declining. This is the last thing we want to see." Now, let me describe something here. You see, if you look at graphs for the Western world, because of sewage treatment and better sanitation, infectious viral and bacterial diseases dropped roughly, it differs in different areas of Europe or Australia or the U.S. or Canada, but between 85 and 95%. Massive decrease from 1900 to the 1940s. Then by the 1950s, vaccination became widespread. And if you look at the graph, imagine a graph going straight down, 90%. Then all of a sudden, it goes back up about 10%. Not up to what it was 100 years ago, but right when the vaccination starts, it goes back up again. And then they said, oh, see, vaccines have cleaned all this up. They fixed things. But before they were even introduced, because of sanitation and hygiene and washing your hands and stuff like that and refrigeration, it plunged. And then when vaccines came in, it actually went back up. Not to the previous levels, but back up quite a bit. Now, these are the government's own graphs, and they're the same for every nation. I've actually laid the graphs over each other, and they're very, very similar. And also, they misdiagnose a lot of this. I mean, that's just the admissions. Usually you go in with some vaccine-related illness, and then they misdiagnose it because the guidelines have been written by the American Medical Association or the British Medical Association or the Australian Medical Association or the German and, you know, the Deutsch Medical Association or the French Medical Association. They're all run by the big drug companies, so they write all these guidelines, and conservatively, maybe, you know, depending on which study you look at, 5-10% of what somebody actually gets sick from or dies from is actually put on the medical report or on the death certificate. And there's all these new weird spinoff diseases linked directly to vaccines. So you give people vaccines and it kills them, or they think it covers them from the diseases and they die, or they get all these different brain diseases or all these weird autoimmune diseases or all these different problems. I mean, look at how many people have muscular dystrophy. There are dozens and dozens, and I don't spend a lot of time looking for these. I've just seen them over the years. There's probably more high-level medical institutional reports where they're saying a bunch of these brain diseases, these neurological motor diseases, are really caused by stuff in vaccines. Viruses, chemicals, you name it. DNA fragments, hormones. Well, now here's a mainstream news article from nursingtimes.net today, up on prisonplanet.com right now. Hep B vaccine increases MS risk. Immunization with the recombinant hepatitis B vaccine triples the risk of developing multiple sclerosis, according to new U.S. research based on U.K. statistics. The vaccination is offered to British nurses by NHS employers. Folks, I've worked as a dental assistant. You have to take these hepatitis shots. I've had them. Oh, man. The vaccination is offered to... My dad has to take these every year. My poor dad. He's a dentist. The vaccination is offered to British nurses by NHS employees in case of needle stick injuries, and evidence of immunization is required by some nursing agencies. Continues. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health conducted a nested case control study published in Neurology, the Journal of Neurology, using the General Practice Research Database in the UK. Well, that's about as respected as it gets. 163 patients who had been included in the database for at least 3 years prior to the first symptoms index date were diagnosed with MS between 93 and 2000. The 1,604 control subjects were matched by age, gender, and time database entry. 11 or 6.7 MS patients were vaccinated in the 3 years before the index date compared with 39.24 of control subjects. That's over a doubling. Again, as they say, a tripling, actually. It's a tripling. More than a tripling. The authors' estimates that HBV immunization was associated was a threefold increase in incidence of MS within the next 3 years. Oh, my goodness. By the way, the medical evidence shows once you've been vaccinated for this, you're covered for at least 25 years. Why, then, do they make people like my poor daddy take this garbage every year? And why does he go along with it? We ought to get him on the show. Actually, I only did dental assisting for like 6 months in college as an in-between job working in his office. And it was supposed to be three shots. I took one of them, got sick from it, felt horrible for 2 days, had a fever. I said, I'm not taking it. That's one of the reasons I didn't continue. Unbelievable. So this is, I got more of these articles today, by the way. And this one's really clear. So, you want some muscular dystrophy, go take your shots. Now, how many times have I told you that's what's doing this? All these brain diseases, the acceleration of it. You got MS? Chances are they did this to you, and if I was you, I'd be very mad. I'd like to hear from folks that have muscular dystrophy. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
You know, that's the real reason that I lust after more AM&FM affiliates. Because I have a burning desire to warn people. Oh, every day it's in the medical journals and on the medical websites that, oh, we found more cancer viruses in this new vaccine. Oh, the UN added a hormone to a shot to sterilize women. Oh, you know, all these brain diseases are up by hundreds of percentiles, in some cases thousands of percentiles. Oh, it's the vaccine, so we're going to make it mandatory and try to force you to take it. And we're going to try to, instead of making your kid take 25 shots, how about 37 shots, and then 50 shots, and then 100 shots, and we're going to put the vaccines in the food where you have no way of escaping it. Imagine if we were on 600 radio stations like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, what I'm covering's mainstream. It's right out in the open. Ooh, I'm radical. I talk about the Bilderberg Group. Yeah, that's in the New York Times saying we are the ones that put John Edwards in there because we're the boss. I'm the cook that talked about Skull and Bones. Now it's all over the news. I'm the cook that talked about 9/11 government involvement. Now Zogby polls show that half of New Yorkers believe that. Not prior knowledge, involvement. Folks, I'm trying to save this country. I crave warning people. I just want to reach out to people. I can't stand watching people being enslaved and conned and manipulated. I've never liked bullies. I've never liked scam artists. I just have this instinctive desire to warn people. And that's why if you're listening to us on shortwave or internet or satellite, not on an AM or FM station, call that local mom or pop, that privately owned station. Don't waste your time with Infinity or Clear Channel. And tell them, we want to hear Alex Jones on your station. We want to hear the real cutting edge issues. And that's why we're actually getting a lot of new affiliates. But stations are sold and change formats almost as fast as we get new affiliates, so we slowly grow. And it's really up to you, and I want to thank you all for your support. When you call the station, tell them to go to GCNlive.com. All the satellites and shows are listed there and how people can pick up the broadcast. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We will go to your calls coming up here in the next segment. Todd and Robert and Jay and Christopher and many, many others that are patiently holding. But I would like you to hear, I would like you to talk. I would like to hear what you have to say about Hepatitis B. The Journal of Neurology, along with several other big studies, a tripling of muscular dystrophy if you take the Hepatitis B shot that they want to give your babies at birth. Now, again, I told you what's in this, and we've caught them, are chemicals that attack the cerebral cortex. It's meant as an IQ reduction for your child at birth. You think I'm joking? The United Nations talked about this in 1946. The first Secretary General of UNESCO, Aldous Huxley's brother, talked about this. Where do you think Huxley got these ideas for his book Brave New World, where they dumb the kids down at birth? This is the actual plan. I don't care if you can't handle it. That's fine. Here they are admitting, though, that it does it. And this is just part of the neurological problems. It will give you. They will give a 7-pound baby at birth the hepatitis B shot. There's absolutely no reason for it. And on top of it, they will add all this other garbage to it. Not just the other little nasties that have been put in there. What are you going to wake up, folks? I want to talk about this. Or this other one. This other article I got to here. Meningitis vaccinations blamed for rise in deaths. Start giving the shots, and the shots kill you. Oh, less people get meningitis, but the deaths increase by 17%+. Yeah, if the disease doesn't kill you, the cure will. And again, it's not by accident. It's by design. They know what they're doing. They're very, very skilled. And then I've got these other articles here. Revealed full scale of euthanasia in Britain. Fury as a number of assisted suicides claimed by the government to be 18,000 surges. A new Chinese leader. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again. Schwarzenegger for president in 08. And a bunch of news about microwave guns and the rest of it to be used on the Iraqis. Well, it's sound guns 4 months ago there. Now it's sound guns here. Microwave guns there. Now microwave guns here. Everything they use on the Iraqis is to be used on us. It's all part of training us how to be good little slaves. And the troops that will serve over there in checkpoints and gun confiscation are all going to come home here and be police officers. The majority of them. And they'll rotate out more youngsters overseas and how to take over countries and enslave populations. And they'll all be right back here as well. We'll come back, get to your calls, and cover a bunch of other key news. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get a lot of calls in. We're going to go to your calls here in just a minute or two, so have your question, your comment, your statements ready, and we'll move to the next person. Of course, I'm telling myself that more than anybody. I love to elaborate and add points. And overall, you know, it's a good format, but I'm still freaked out by them admitting. I mean, we've always known that muscular dystrophy is predominantly caused by the vaccines. That's when it attacks areas of the brain it wasn't supposed to. Again, we all get our IQ reductions at birth. You think I'm joking? I got government documents, folks. But here it is, mainstream news. Nursing Times. We'll be getting to that more. Before we go to your calls, my 11th film is now out. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. And it shows how Bush and Kerry are identical on the policies, different on the rhetoric, how they're related, how the Bilderberg Group is involved with the Kerry campaign and the Bush campaign. We go back to Bohemian Grove 3.5 years after I infiltrated and interview the locals. We get into the whole police state, the latest 9/11 developments. We even cover some of the NORAD, some of the new information on the NORAD stand down and the drills that were run on 9/11. It's a very diverse, eclectic, as they say. It covers a lot of stuff, like most of my films do. American Dictators, 90 minutes long, and it's only $19.95. My other films are $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes, like Police State, Three Total, Enslavement. They're really the equivalent of several films apiece. But if you order three or more of any of my first 10 films, they drop down to $20 apiece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount tape on the four-tape special, and so on. You also save on shipping because we ship UPS now. They're a lot better, UPS Ground. And getting two tapes or three tapes shipped to you is 50 cents more than getting one tape shipped to you. So take advantage of that, and please get the multiple tape deal. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror if you haven't gotten any of the films. Once you've gotten those, get Police State, Three Total, Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, America Destroyed by Design, the new film, American Dictators, obviously. And make copies of all my videos. I want you to get them. I want you to make copies. If you've got my videos and were impressed with them and haven't made copies yet, please do. That's my goal, is exposing the New World Order, defeating this tyranny, because none of us are going to have a future if we don't defeat this thing. We're all in it together. We all hang together, or we hang separate, as the Founding Father said. Toll-free number to order the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, we also have PrisonPlanet.tv with my weekly television reports, always one a week, usually two a week. All the best radio interviews I do, all of my videos, including the new one, other people's great videos that have authorized us to post them there. My book, Paul Watson's book, you can read online or download or print copies of. 15 cents a day, folks. We need your support with the bandwidth. So sign up as a member of PrisonPlanet.tv today. All right, let's go to the calls. Thank you for holding. Todd in Florida, welcome.
Hello, sir. I think it's worth mentioning that November 4th will be the 25th anniversary of the beginning of the Iran hostage crisis, and that would be a natural lead-in for the Pentagon TV kind of bomb Iran program, which will be 2 days after Election Day. From there, I want to ask you, so much of this seems to be journalism versus public relations, and realizing more and more that there are journalists who are actually in the business of public relations. When you hear the word journalist, what five names come to mind?
There are very few names that come to mind. I would have to say that they're the independent. There's hundreds of them. They're independent journalists, generally. There are hundreds. Let me break this down. There are real journalists at UPI, AP, Reuters. There are hundreds of journalists inside local newspapers, but they write a huge story that should get national attention. It's in the back of the paper, never a word about it. Okay. There are people putting out medical journals that are great journalists who are codifying the studies and putting out huge reports, but it never gets picked up like an O.J. Simpson or a Kobe Bryant or, you know, any of this stuff. All of these distractions, you know, the Lacey Peterson case, or Kerry's record, was the shrapnel in his nose or in his toe? Bush, you know, was he AWOL? How much was he AWOL? Regardless of those stories might be minor, you know, interest compared to their policies, the free trade area of the Americas, globalization, all of this, all of that is blacked out by all the fluff. But yes, the nightly news anchors, the rest of them, they're practicing PR techniques or propaganda techniques on you.
Well, I think it's an inherently Pentagon TV news cycle, and I appreciate you and other forums for fighting against it. Ultimately, what you're offering is a stock tip. I mean, when you look at cascade theory and the readily available information sources, you're offering stock tips, and people just don't think that they can profit from acknowledging that kind of truth. I need to move on and understand it's kind of a human zoo. It's a monopoly life board game, and the H.R. 2778, the Federal Reserve abolition that Paul advocated. Who else do you recommend out of the 535 people in the Congress? I mean, aside from Paul and Tancredo, is anyone else redeemable?
Well, Senator Bob Smith was good, so they targeted him. The Republicans did. There's been a lot of other good conservative Republicans who are really conservative, and they're removed from office. Bush has openly been working against Tom Tancredo, publicly saying he wants him out of office. So, no, they're a bunch of whores. They think they're on the winning team. They don't care about humanity. They rationalize what they're doing. And, frankly, they're mainly thinking about their mistresses and their, you know, their golf swing. They're not thinking about the country's future.
And I guess I do want to get your follow-up points on that November 4th. Kind of the more I look at this, and the more I realize that a few years ago I used to like elections, and now those are kind of a fraud, and it's all kind of a stage play. Doesn't the November 4th 25th anniversary of the Iran Hostage takeover kind of make sense? Doesn't it kind of lead in to all this kind of major theater?
You know, I rarely make predictions, but thanks for the call. I don't know if that'll mean anything or do anything. The globalists are obsessed with dates, like all serial killers. They're obsessed with the occult and numerology. It's part of the pathology of a psychopath. For some reason, believe in God and the devil like I do, it's pretty clear. But even if you're an atheist, you have to admit that serial killers worship the devil. It's universal. Go take a class in criminology. You'll find out. I'm not kidding. Why is that? Figure it out for yourself. But this is the reality. I would look for terror events on triple dates. They're more obsessed with numerology than just dates of historical things. 3/11, the Madrid bombing happening 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11. In the early morning at the same time. You know, it's the same thing. Over and over and over again. It's like a psychopath leaving a calling card. You know, the ace of spades, the skull and crossbones with the shooters. We saw, you know, the lone gunman episode months before 9/11 where the secret government group hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center for martial law. We see it in The Long Kiss Goodnight, a 1996 movie, where they do that, where the government blows it up to blame it on their enemies and to have World War III. You know, they flaunted. They had a Philips TV ads 2 years before 9/11 where F-16s bomb the trade centers and say, Philips, changing the way you live your life. I mean, what does that mean? Why did Governor Keating's brother publish a book a year before Oklahoma City bombing where a Tom McVeigh bombs the building? You know, why did they do this? Why? Oh, man. See, I said I would try to go to calls quickly, and I'm not doing that. Robert in Denver. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you very much for taking our call. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
And I will definitely do what you suggested off air. Couple things. Last week, I don't know if you heard about this. Maybe you did. But here in Denver, our State Attorney General, Ken Salazar, called a meeting of parents of some of the students who were killed at Columbine. In the meeting last week, he admitted, which kind of has already been a no-brainer, that the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department did have a meeting right after Columbine where everyone was told to shut up about what they knew about the information that came out about Eric Harris a year before that he had made some death threats. There was a draft for a search warrant to search his house that was never sent to a judge. It was just kind of covered up, and everyone agreed at the Sheriff's Department that that would be hushed up. Now this is coming out, even though it was already out, and
well, it came out in the Rocky Mountain News that sheriff's deputies shot children.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that, but I heard you talking about it. Yeah,
it's in Police State. No, it's in 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, the news articles.
Yeah, I've seen that tape. I don't remember that. I may have to do a search for Google on it. But anyway, just want to talk about that. And then also, as you probably know, last week, some of the excerpts from the interview of the detectives and Kobe Bryant after his rape accusations last summer were released to news media, and it said that before his interview, not only was he not read his Miranda rights, but the conversation was also surreptitiously recorded without his permission, which to me is a violation of all kinds of constitutional rights. I know you're not a lawyer, but just in a very general sense, speak to how a law enforcement can do that, number one, and number two, how the judge would even think about letting that type of evidence be presented to a court proceeding.
Well, you can't do that, and it's totally unconstitutional, but it's become commonplace.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's all in the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights. Thanks for the call, Robert. Good to hear from you. Jay in Colorado. Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Has Michael Corbin taken over the spot out here on the Colorado radio?
You know, I know I'm going to get a million yeah. calls about that. You know, we got a lot of affiliates. We get new ones all the time. And American Freedom Network out there still carries my show at night in the third hour. And they say that they'll probably, you know, put it back on during the day. They're not sure. They're just moving stuff around right now. And really, my show is not the place, unfortunately, to handle that.
Is there any other stations or something I could get it on besides the Internet?
Yeah, just go to GCNlive.com, and there's a list of affiliates right there, sir.
Okay. Did you see the C-SPAN had a one of those hearings on the antidepressants for children? Did you watch any of that or catch any of that?
No, I did not. I just have their own trials of Prozac in the early 80s. When they admitted it caused children to have commit suicide at higher rates, greatly increased rates, and they didn't care. They just covered that up. They know what it does.
Didn't Great Britain just ban use for children?
Yeah, but again, I predicted 5 years ago that as soon as Prozac and others, as soon as the patents ran out, that they would claim that they were bad and then put kids on the new ones that are even worse. And see, as soon as their patents run out, they'll announce that that's bad too.
Right, they had the heads of all the manufacturers, at least six of them, I think. And it's pretty good because the guys on the panel, the congressmen, different ones, were actually berating these guys and asking them what the heck they're doing to these kids. And
yeah, that's theater.
Every single one of them laid out that even though they're giving all these pills away and they're named all the numbers of millions and millions of kids.
10 million children.
That none of them claimed efficacy. None of them could prove it. I think... that's like the first one that came out, like the biggest one. They had like one trial where they found some efficacy, and everybody else couldn't even do that, but they're still giving them to kids.
Oh, it is admitted that these things do not decrease depression. In fact, you tend to get more depressed and get on more drugs, and the answer is more drugs until you're in a toxic cocktail soup swimming around. And all these different medical problems, they can prove the medical problems. Very bad for the children, very toxic drugs. But again, I actually think it's all great. 10,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, there were bushes that grew on all the continents that people lived on. And to live, humans had to eat these pills that grew on bushes. And so humans having 10 million children or 15% of our children on these drugs is good. Humans never would have developed. I mean, God put these bushes there, and the bushes were cut down by the devil, and so now we must take the pills from the government. Of course, I'm being ridiculous now and totally sarcastic.
Thank you. I was like, whoa.
I'm being stupid here. God didn't put bushes all over the place with pills growing on them. We're not supposed to have 15% of our children and growing on these drugs, and it shouldn't be hard for people to figure out. But parents don't want to deal with their child acting up because they're drinking 5 Coca-Colas a day and eating candy bars and aren't outside playing baseball and football and dodgeball and track like they should be. Instead, they're inside cramming cheeseburgers and Milky Ways in their mouth and Milk Duds and everything else and drinking Dr. Pepper. And so they got black circles around their eyes and they're bouncing off the walls and having... So let's just put them on drugs. Let's put them on something even worse.
Every single one of them, when one of the guys asked them down the line, said that placebo was as effective as their drug was. Every single one of them said that in their trials, placebo showed the same or better effect for every kid in the trials.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those.
Ridiculous.
Well, hey, but a sugar pill isn't under patent. And besides, it doesn't brain damage people and get them addicted to drugs. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Look, Skull and Bones was founded by opium dealers. We played the BBC report last week. Well, the opium dealers learned how to control the illegal drug trade and the legal drug trade, and now they're going to force every child in the country twice a year, and then adults, to be psychologically tested and force you on these drugs. 15% of our children and 10% of our adults on these drugs is not enough. Do you understand? They want half of us on these. Great calls. Great calls. Christopher, where are you calling us from?
Georgia.
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, by the way, these are all very frightening realities that you're exposing. And I'm a relatively new listener and reader, but I subscribe to most everything that you put out there, and I wonder though what solutions are being offered for your run of the mill citizen.
Well, here's my canned answer. The New World Order was not built in a day or a year or a century.
I understand that.
And we're not going to tear it down in a day, a week, a year, a century. We are going to have to always fight evil. It's never going away. We at least need to stop it and start pushing it back.
Okay.
And we are stopping many of its programs, but like a hydra, they just go around us. You have to become a leader. You have to stay there. We'll talk about solutions. Christopher, it's a great question in Georgia. I'll try to give you more ideas, get your ideas when we get back. But a hero isn't going to rise and do it for you. That archetype doesn't exist. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Dave Von Kleist is coming up at the 5 after break via his studio. And then we've got Colonel Craig Roberts in the third hour. The toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Christopher in Georgia.
Yeah.
It's a process. Americans were very free, then we became prosperous, and then decadent, and then corrupt, and then complacent, and now we're being enslaved again. It's a cycle. And there is an awakening of great proportions, of accelerated proportions. We are actually winning the fight. That's why they're trying to gear up and intimidate us and getting so blatant. But you're never going to hear Dan Rather or Peter Jennings or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh tell you that we're winning the fight, that we're winning the hearts and minds. But we are, sir.
Okay, and you know, I don't subscribe to any television programs, any syndicated news channel. Well, except here I'm listening to yours, but I don't feel that Run for the Hills kind of solution to something that's that seems so imminent is the solution. But when you say we're winning the war and we're making some ground here, when I see, you know, bills like the Patriot Act and all of these bureaucracies that are on the government payroll being signed into to existence to do whatever they do, manufacture dissent and what have you. When they have the funding and the resources to make and execute those types of policies, what is our line of defense, and how do you suppose we're defeating that? If they're making it a reality, how do you suppose we're defeating it?
Well, they're really good points, and let me try to go over those, Christopher. Thanks for the call. Look, it's always darkest before the dawn. We have to experience tyranny before we wake up. Some of us don't. Some of us know history and have long-term visions and understand. But, again, 6-7 years ago, half the people I talked to disagreed with me. No New World Order exists. NAFTA and GATT are good. Or world government is good. Now I talk to people, and everybody admits it's happening. Almost everyone I talk to is upset about it and worried about it, though they say, we want solutions, we want instant fixes, we want to, you know, we're going to lose, there's no way to win. Now we've got to beat that part. Hey, they passed the Patriot Act, and 400 cities and 4 states have thrown it out. Thousands of lawsuits have been filed. People are relearning what their Bill of Rights and Constitution is. It's part of a process. They punched us in the face real hard, and that shook a lot of people out of the doldrums, like a bucket of cold water. And I said that we're having a lot of victories. We're also having a lot of defeats. It's like a hydra. We cut one head off or push one head back, and 5 heads grow out of nowhere and shoot around behind us and try to bite us in the hind end. So you're absolutely right yet again. But we just have to grow our numbers, educate others, get a good attitude about this, become truly informed, be leaders. Again, it is the very few that educate the many who then educate the mass. And we have now educated the many, but many of you feel defeated. You know the truth, but you feel powerless. You're afraid. Number one, have to conquer your fear. Just plunge into it. Don't worry about it. Go on to the next level. Then you're the leader. We need more leaders, my friends. More people to go out and educate others. Preachers are still preaching. The teachers are still teaching. They just got to preach and teach on the right issues. We'll be right back with the second hour.